Live from the studios of Town Square Media in Northfield, it's Hurley in the Morning on WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Thank you very much and welcome back. It's 6 minutes past the hour, a return engagement. We had a tremendous time together during our last visit about a year ago. The distinguished cardiologist, Dr. Alan Galley, is here from DeBoer Specialty Physicians. And I'm going to give you this website address a bunch of times during the hour and tell you where you can reach Dr. Galley. And it's really, it's in terms of everyone that's listening, there is a DeBoer office that is so convenient for you and yours. DeBoerSpecialists.com. With offices in terms of cardiology services at seven convenient locations, Galloway Township, Manahawkin, Whiting, Toms River, where I was yesterday, or actually Tuesday, Burlington, Mount Laurel, and Browns Mills, New Jersey, the home base, if you will, of DeBoer Heart and Lung Center. The topic this half hour is cardiac rehabilitation, and let me just tell you a little bit about our distinguished doctor, cardiologist Dr. Alan Galley. A cardiologist who is board certified, I call him the triple threat, in cardiovascular disease, nuclear cardiology, and adult echocardiography. Dr. Galley earned his medical degree at Lake Erie College of Osteopathic Medicine in Pennsylvania. After medical school, he completed a residency in internal medicine at the University of Medicine and Dentistry of New Jersey, School of Osteopathic Medicine. He went on to complete a fellowship in cardiology at Rowan University, School of Osteopathic Medicine in Stratford, New Jersey. Dr. Galley's special interests include primary prevention, nuclear medicine, diagnosing and treating heart disease, and consumer technologies in diagnosing cardiac disorders. And he has participated in many clinical research projects. Dr. Galley, welcome back to the program, sir.
Thank you for having me here. I appreciate it.
It is a pleasure, and it's a very important topic, cardiac rehabilitation. Can you explain, Dr. Galley, what is cardiac rehab?
Sure. I mean, it's an outpatient ambulatory program, and basically it's a supervised exercise training in conjunction with other secondary cardiac prevention interventions. So it's really a goal-centered around the patient program, and I emphasize that because really, even though patients may go to the same program, they may have a different experience. And really, it's to speed recovery after myocardial infarction or people with stable angina, revascularization after percutaneous coronary intervention or coronary artery bypass grafting surgery, heart valve repair, replacement, even transplantation and heart failure hospitalizations. And it's a team approach. I mean, you have a team of doctors, medical director, nurses, specialists, nutritionists, and psychologists even. And really the goal is to really focus in on now secondary prevention, education, nutritional counseling, tobacco cessation if it applies, diabetes management, and again, psychosocial support.
We are visiting with DeBoer Specialty Physicians, Dr. Cardiologist Dr. Alan Galley. The topic this half hour on DeBoer Heart and Lung Center Presents is cardiac rehabilitation. We have a lot, I should say, Dr. Galley has a lot. I am just a spectator. Dr. Galley has a lot of important information that he will impart this half hour about cardiac rehabilitation. And why do, it sounds basic, but I think it's important, why do physicians recommend cardiac rehabilitation?
Well, for first, it does improve survival after someone has a heart attack or revascularization. You know, it can help lower hospitalization admissions after someone has even cardiac surgery or hospitalization with heart failure. And again, I go back to the education component. And really, you know, after somebody has an event, whether it be surgery or just a percutaneous coronary intervention, there's new medications in their life. And this is also to go over what medications are on, medication adherence, and again, really focus in on secondary prevention. Other benefits you see is improvement in functional capacity, enabling a patient to return to work or their recreational activities sooner than if you didn't do the program. And especially, this is most important for me, is older individuals. It can help them maintain their independent living. It's that recovery phase after whatever they've been through, and that's the focus too.
And we want to remind our listeners all throughout Dr. Galley's visit that there are 7 convenient locations throughout the region. So it's really to make it a home game for you. Galloway Township, if that's best, Manahawkin, Whiting, Toms River, Burlington, Mount Laurel, and Browns Mills, New Jersey. Go to DeboraSpecialists.com. And you can make an appointment. You can find out answers to a lot of pre-questions, if you will. And if you have a question of Dr. Galley during his time here this morning, 609-407-1450, please keep it on the topic of cardiac rehabilitation. If you would, we would appreciate that. What is the benefit, Dr. Galley, of cardiac rehab in the recovery process?
Well, it's, again, sort of redundant. You know, when you exercise, you may improve your lipid profile, reduce blood pressure, improve heart rate, you know, improves endothelial function. And even some people after heart attack who have LV dysfunction or lower heart pump, you can get improvement in that as well. So it's really focusing on getting back to where you were prior or improving your functional status and improving those markers I just spoke about.
And I know, Dr. Galley, our listeners are going to be very interested in your response to this question, because I know people have in their own minds, well, I had some kind of cardiac issue. I don't know how much I should exercise. And they maybe get afraid about maybe what heart rate can you get up to? Is there a problem exercising? After a cardiac event or procedure, is it important to work towards increasing your activity level? Maybe where some people want to be more sedentary, that I don't think that would be the right way to go. What are your thoughts about that?
No, so it's very important. Now, some things that we can do before we start these programs is even do an exercise stress test to see where they are prior to starting the program. And this can help gauge their program and also help direct it. You know, one thing that we look for is what is the patient's goals, their symptoms, what is their musculoskeletal limitations, you know, is there a baseline fitness level that or they want to achieve a certain fitness level. And what we can do is we can also exercise, so we can measure, their metabolic equivalence. And if somebody's finishing a program less than 3.5 metabolic equivalence, those patients are higher risk for future events, and we can either extend the program in some cases or, you know, bring them back and follow more closely. And the whole point is to get them back to where they were prior or advanced that, and increasing our activity level is the only way to do it.
We're going to take our one and only break during our time with Dr. Galley. If you have a question about cardiac rehabilitation, 609-407-1450 phone lines are open. If you are in the market and you need to make an appointment, I want to give you the website, DeboraSpecialists.com, and then you can make an appointment in Galloway Township, New Jersey, Manahawkin, Whiting, Toms River, Burlington, Mount Laurel, and Browns Mills, New Jersey. Our important discussion about cardiac rehabilitation continues with Dr. Alan Galley as Debora Heart and Lung Center continues with Dr. Galley. I am respectfully yours.
Early in the morning, WPG Talk Radio 95.5 and on the WPG Talk Radio app. Download every Early in the Morning program as a podcast on the WPG Talk Radio app. Harry Hurley on WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Thank you very much. Our time with Dr. Galley is really flying by. We're at 19 minutes past the hour. Our distinguished guest this half hour on Debora Heart and Lung Center Presents is Dr. Cardiologist Dr. Alan Galley. The topic is cardiac rehabilitation, which is you're learning, we're all learning from Dr. Galley, is so very important, which leads me to the next question. That's sort of, a follow-up to what you were just talking about, Dr. Galley, before the break, and that is, how does aerobic exercise and strength training benefit the heart? And if you don't mind, maybe a bit of coaching in terms of, you know, how much should someone actually do? I understand, you know, it's case by case and so on and so forth, but I'm sure people would wonder, strength training is one thing, but can you actually go too far? Can you overdo it? Or do you listen to your body? How do you go through that sort of labyrinth of different things that can come up?
Well, so first, as I mentioned earlier, you know, exercise training in general has beneficial hemodynamic effect. So it can lower heart rate, improve blood pressure, and improve aerobic capacity. And strength training itself improves, you know, skeletal muscle endurance. And all of this helps reduce, you know, both mortality and hopefully prevents future heart attacks. And again, to increase somebody's ability to perform any type of activity they want back to where they were prior to their procedure and improve a long-term goal of physical activity. As far as getting into, you know, what you should be doing or how much, you know, that's one thing the program focuses on. And, you know, I tell patients that there's three parts of the program. There's phase one, phase two, which is the program. Phase three is what you do afterwards. And it goes back to what I mentioned earlier. Doing a stress test before the program helps gauge a program. And sometimes afterwards, we can do another stress test on the treadmill to give an exercise prescription of where the heart rate should be, whether it be for conditioning or endurance. And we can guide that based on the patient's resting heart rate and what they do on the treadmill. As far as, you know, muscle strengthening, you know, I tell my patients that, you know, most of these patients are typically, you know, in their 50s and 60s, and some of them are still want to be very, very athletic, but most want to be healthy. And I tell them, you know, you don't need to be bodybuilding, but resistant training is very important. Making those muscles more toned is very important. There's different things that patients can do, from resistant bands to high reps, low weights. But you never want to push it too far. And sometimes the combination of what we recommend and also if they have any musculoskeletal limitations. I mean, there's patients I've sent to cardiac rehab that do have some orthopedic restrictions, but they're able to work around those and actually still have a benefit from exercising.
Dr. Galley, in terms of a listener right now, if you're dealing with someone and they've had, say, I don't know, they've had a cardiac event of some kind, is it a common result that someone can get back to where they were before the cardiac event? Or is it about optimizing your recovery to the extent that you can and you're at a new, say, you know, starting point at that juncture? How is it a common event that you can get back to right where you were before an event?
I mean, from my personal experience, the short answer is yes. I've seen a lot of patients actually succeed at cardiac rehab, and they're actually better off where they were prior to. They changed their diet, they changed their lifestyle, they stopped smoking, and then they lost weight. Mm. And they're actually in better shape than prior. Part of the program, you actually meet other patients or people that go to what you went through, and that's that social aspect. So you can relate to others, and that actually helps with the healing process and the motivation too.
Dr. Galley, is cardiac rehabilitation underutilized?
One number I saw recently was that 1 in 4 cardiac rehab eligible Medicare beneficiaries participate.
Wow.
And this may be due to different factors. You know, most of the time, it may be to the lack of awareness by the patient or family members or even by the healthcare professional. The other side of it is, you know, when I see patients, sometimes, you know, I tell them everything about the program, but they feel that they're healthy enough that they don't need to do it. Mm. So I explain to them, look, try it out. Go for the educational aspect of it, and then let's see how it goes. And if you don't want to continue, I would have to say more of them continue it, because there's a lot more than just going to a program 3 times a week and exercising. So there's a lot of information they cover. And it's not just about your personal health history. It's about everything from diabetes to what you can and can't and cannot do. Some people are scared to do things, even simple things, after any type of procedure. And this gives them the confidence and motivation to just go back to where they were or do more.
I think that was such an important comment that you just made about that, because I could see that. Somebody would be worried that if they push it too hard, oh my gosh, I don't want anything to happen to me. So they're very skittish about pushing too hard, and which is where I think cardiac rehab comes in, because you learn. Like you said, you would get that baseline and you would know, and then somebody wouldn't push themselves too hard because they would have a program that they would be following. So I was a bit shocked, actually, just to say, when you said 1 out of 4, I thought it might be half, I could see there would be maybe a certain percentage that maybe it isn't right for, but that for most people that it would be something that would be beneficial. When you said 1 in 4, that was a shocker to me. So as a general thought, is cardiac rehab right for everyone? Because although there's only 1 in 4 takers, doesn't mean it's not right for them. It means they have free will and they're not deciding to do it. So is it right for everyone? And if it's not right for everyone, you have whatever time you need to explain.
Yeah, so, I mean, correct. I mean, there are some patients that do have, you know, advanced heart disease or other things going on that preclude them to go cardiac rehab. For example, you know, patients with, you know, continued unseeable angina or even uncontrolled systolic blood pressure greater than 180, orthostatic blood pressure who are symptomatic, even severe valvular disease like aortic stenosis, uncontrolled arrhythmia, then the list goes on. I mean, I can think of systemic illness or fevers, and even like severe orthopedic conditions that prohibit exercise. So you really have to tailor to the patient when you're going to order this program to make sure they can undergo it. I've had patients that, you know, have limitations due to stroke with their, say, lower extremities, but they're able to still do the program and do other stuff with their upper body and go for the educational aspect. So you really have to make sure you're picking the right patient.
So very important. You're listening to cardiologist Dr. Alan Galley. The discussion this half hour on Deborah Heart and Lung Center presents is a discussion about cardiac rehabilitation. And there are really wonderful experts and wonderful programs and service available for you at 7 convenient locations regarding cardiology services in Galloway Township, in Manahawkin, in Whiting, Toms River, Burlington, Mount Laurel, and Browns Mills, New Jersey. 7 locations on the web. If you have more, if you need more information or you would like to make an appointment, Deborah, D-E-B-O-R-A-H, Deborah, specialists, S at the end, specialists.com. Dr. Galley, from your experience, and I don't know what you're going to say, but I know part of the answer. You do have patients. But from your experience, do you have patients that have benefited directly from cardiac rehabilitation?
You want the quick answer or long answer?
Whatever time you need, sir. It's your show.
I mean, the answer is yes, of course. I think of patients that have done this. And, you know, I have one patient, you know, he was a lot younger, and he ended up becoming friends with an older individual there and, you know, realized what he went through with his cardiac issues. They bonded, and wow, he was able to talk about stuff that he'd been through and how he changed his life in smoking and helped him to stop smoking. I've seen patients, actually majority of patients that I see complete the program, they continue exercising even after the program is done, and that's the most important aspect of it. You know, I tell all my patients going into this, it's not just about doing this for you know, 12 weeks or whatever, however long the program is. This is the rest of your life. You got to fit this into your life and make it sure that how you're able to go there 3 times a week, you do this 3 times a week after you're done. I've had patients from getting a stent in the heart to 85-year-old getting double valve surgery and bypass.
Wow.
And, you know, especially the old individuals, when they have to go through a major surgery like that, I tell them the surgery is not the problem, it's the recovery. And part of that recovery is the cardiac rehab. And, you know, to this day, that patient is doing better than the patient was prior. So, yeah, I do see a lot of benefit, and a lot of my patients do have good experiences and do well.
You are listening to cardiologist Dr. Alan Galley on Deborah Heart and Lung Center presents a very important discussion about cardiac rehabilitation. Do you have, and I think this would be perfect. You have a good several minutes if you need it, and we have more content as well. We have until 35 minutes past the hour this morning with Dr. Galley. Dr. Galley, do you have any tips on maintaining heart healthy habits? I think that would be very helpful for your listeners to hear.
I mean, you have to gear it towards each person. I think the first thing is set a schedule, whether the schedule is for exercising or for healthy eating habits, or, you know, meal prep your lunches, or have a schedule for your dinners. So that, I think, is the most important thing, is a schedule. Do it with somebody, your partners or a friend, and you know, doing it together, you'll be able to achieve your goals easier. And don't set far goals, meaning New Year's comes and you want to lose 30, 40 pounds. Well, instead of 30, 40 pounds, try 10 pounds in a year. And once you start that mindset of losing the weight, it will just keep happening if you set goals that you can achieve. If you're smoking, set a quit date. Quit dates are the easiest, probably best method to try. And then just hold yourself accountable. I mean, that's the main thing, is hold yourself accountable and don't make excuses. I don't want to make excuses. I make excuses for not exercising when I'm supposed to. But we just have to kind of stick to it and set a schedule.
You just hit what I was going to ask you. I believe personally, and in a different life, I did some things involving spa industry, health club industry, where I always found that you can get in a good habit really quick, you can get out of a good habit really quick, and get into bad habits very, very quickly. But if you make an appointment with yourself that you're going to commit to doing cardiac rehabilitation, that you're going to start walking or riding a bike or doing certain things, if you make an appointment, you can establish good work habits and just a good work ethic to do this. And then you really do bake it in as part of your routine. And then actually you wouldn't think about missing it because you know that it's benefiting you. And I believe you grow to enjoy it because you benefit. Maybe you see the difference when you walk up certain flights of steps that would have you out of breath. But all of a sudden now you know that you're in a better place because you've been doing, your workouts and whatnot. Do you find that getting started is, I think, the key? You can't win if you don't play. And you can't get into this if you don't start. So getting started is the first really big step, isn't it?
No, it is. And actually, while you were talking, I was thinking of a patient. And, when the benefit of continuing exercise, even, in general or post-rehabilitation, once you notice that your normal routine is being hindered or you can't do what you used to do and nothing has changed, those are early signs that maybe something's going on with the heart. And those are the patients that actually come back to me. I remember one patient who finished cardiac rehab before a year, who was going to the gym religiously 3 times a week. But then after about a year, he noticed that on the elliptical, he couldn't go past, a certain amount of time, where about a month ago he could.
Wow.
Long story short, yeah, he had progression of disease. So staying active is not only heart healthy or beneficial, but also can give us cue that maybe something is going on. And that's the most important thing. That's why we should all stay active, so we can pinpoint those early.
Here's my final question, then anything you want to close with, you have whatever time you need to give a closing comment, Dr. Galley. Do you graduate from cardiac rehabilitation, but then you take on your own fitness program going forward? Or are you always in cardiac rehabilitation following a cardiac event, and then your lifestyle, behavioral modification, training and retraining, things that you do? I think you understand. It's a little clumsy, but I think you understand what I mean. If you do cardiac rehabilitation for a year, hey, you're done. Yay, Harry, you graduated. You're done your cardiac rehab. But then you don't stop being active. You don't stop working out. Do you progress from there? Can you talk a little bit about that?
Sure. So, I think it goes back to the patient in that centered approach for that patient, meaning if a patient has limitations, orthopedic limitations, or whatnot, at the end of the program, they'll give them a list of exercises to do when they graduate. They continue to do it. Or I have patients that, like I mentioned earlier, they did the program, and afterward, they really took it to the next step. They are doing marathons. They're physically fit. They're doing more than what they did in cardiac rehab or prior. So it really is patient-specific.
Very well said. Dr. Galley, anything in closing, either that as a point of emphasis that you'd like to share, or anything that you didn't get a chance to talk about today's topic?
Now, I would just say always try to stay active. Those are very important. That's very important to do, because even from prevention, exercise really is the only thing that can help us and also pinpoint things that are going on.
We have been visiting with cardiologist Dr. Alan Galley on Deborah Heart and Lung Center Presents, today's discussion about cardiac rehabilitation And again, 7 convenient locations. Every single listener right now, either Galloway Township, Manahawkin, Whiting, Toms River, Burlington, Mount Laurel, Browns Mills, New Jersey, you know, you can put that right into your smartphone and decide which one's more convenient where you are listening right now from. Maybe you go from work, maybe you go from home. So 7 different locations, and you can find out more information and make an appointment at DeboraSpecialists.com.